हरे कृष्ण जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारे जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारे जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारे जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Rama, Hare Hare. Chandra Radha Vrindavan Chandra Jaya Radhe. Jaya Radha Kunja Vihare Radha Kunja Vihare Jaya Radhe. Jaya Jagannada Jaya Pala Deva Jaya Subhadra Jaya Sudarshana. Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Harinam Sankirtan ki Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiraye Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna. We are reading from 5th canto, The Activities of Maharaj Privrat, Chapter number 1, Text number 14. Yadvachitantyam gunakarma dhamabhi Yadvachitantyam gunakarma dhamabhi Sudushtrair vatsavayam suhujita सर्वे वहोम बलिमीश्वराय प्रोत नशीव द्विपते चतुष्पदा यद्वाचितंत्यं गुणकर्मदामभि सुदस्तरैर्वत्सवयं सुयोजिता सर्वे वहमो बलिमीश्वराय प्रोतर नशीव द्विपदे चतुष्पदा यद्वाचितंत्यं गुणकर्मदामभि सुदिष्ठिरैर्वत्सवयं सुयोजिता सर्वे वहोमो बलिमीश्वराय प्रोत नशीव द्विपदे चतुष्पदा यद्वाचितंत्यं गुणकर्मदामभि सुदुस्तरैरवत्सवयं सुयोजिता सर्वे वहोमो बलिमीश्वराय प्रोत नशीव द्विपदे चतुष्पदाय यद्वाचितंत्यं Hare Krishna. Word to word meaning? Yat, of whom, Vachi, in the form of Vedic instruction, Tantyam, to a large, long rope, Guna, of quality, Karma, and work, Dhamabhi, by the ropes, Sudustarai, very difficult to avoid, Vatsa, my dear boy, Vayam, we, Suyojita, are engaged, Sarve, all, Vahama, carry out, Balim, orders to please him, Ishwaraya, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prota, being bound, Nasi, in the nose, Iva, like, Dvipade, to the two-legged driver, Chatushpada, the four-legged bulls. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. My dear boy, all of us are bound by the Vedic injunctions to the divisions of Varnashrama according to our qualities and work. These divisions are difficult to avoid because they are scientifically arranged. We must therefore carry out our duties of Varnashrama Dharma like bulls obliged to move according to the directions of a driver pulling on ropes knotted to their noses. Purport. In this verse, the words Tantyam Gunakarma Dhamabhi are very important. We each get a body according to our association with the gunas. The qualities are modes of the material nature and we act accordingly. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the four orders of the social system, namely Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra, are arranged according to guna and karma, their qualities and work. There is some controversy about this, however, because some say that since one receives a body according to the guna and karma of his past life, it is one's birth that determines his social status. Others say, however, that one's birth according to the guna and karma of his past life is not essential consideration, since one can change his guna and karma even in this life. Thus they say that the four divisions of the social order, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra, should be arranged according to the guna and karma of this life. This is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam by Narada Muni while instructing Maharaj Yudhishthir about the symptoms of guna and karma. Narada Muni said, these symptoms must govern the division of society. In other words, if a person born in a family of Brahmana has the symptoms of a Sudra,
he should be designated as a Sudra. Similarly, if a Sudra has Brahmanical qualities, he should be designated a Brahmana. The Varnashram system is scientific. Therefore, if we accept the divisions of the Varna and Ashrama according to the Vedic instructions, our lives will be successful. Unless human society is thus divided and arranged, it cannot be perfect. As stated in the Vishnu Purana 3.8.9, Varnashrama Charvata Purushena Parapuman Vishnu Aradaye Panta Nanyatat Tosha Karshana. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, he is worshipped by the proper execution of prescribed duties in the system of Varna and Ashrama. There is no other way to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One must be situated in the institution of the four Varnas and Ashramas. All of human society is meant to worship Lord Vishnu. At the present moment, however, human society does not know that this is the ultimate goal or perfection of life. Therefore, instead of worshipping Lord Vishnu, people have been educated to worship matter. According to the direction of the modern society, men think they can advance in civilization by manipulating matter to build skyscrapers, big roads, automobiles, and so on. Such a civilization must certainly be called materialistic because its people do not know the goal of life. The goal of life is to reach Vishnu. But instead of reaching Vishnu, people are bewildered by the external manifestations of the material energy. Therefore, progress in material advancement is blind. And the leaders of such material advancement are also blind. They are leading their followers in the wrong way. It is the best, therefore, to accept the injunctions of the Vedas, which are mentioned in this verse as Yadvachi. In accordance with those injunctions, everyone should find out whether he is a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Sudra, and should thus be educated accordingly. Then his life will be successful. Otherwise, all of human society will be confused. If human society is divided scientifically according to Varna and Ashrama, and if the Vedic directions are followed, one's life, regardless of his position, will be successful. It is not that Brahmanas be elevated to the transcendental platform, but not the Sudras. If the Vedic injunctions are followed, all of them, Brahmana, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Sudras, will be elevated to the transcendental platform and their lives will be successful. The injunctions in the Vedas are explicit directions from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The example cited in this verse is that bulls tied by the ropes in their nostrils move according to the direction of the driver. Similarly, if we move according to the instructions of the Vedas, the perfect paths for lives will be set. Otherwise, if we do not move in that way, but act according to our whimsical ideas, our lives will be spoiled by confusion and will be end in despair. Actually, because people at the present moment are not following the instructions of the Vedas, they are all confused. We must therefore accept these instructions by Lord Brahma to Privrat as a factual scientific direction leading to the success of life. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 16.23. Yas sastra vidim utrijya vartate kamakarta nasa siddhim avapnoti na sukam na param gatim. If we do not live according to the injunctions of the sastras, the Vedas, we shall never achieve success in life. To say nothing of happiness or elevation to higher status of living.
Om ajnanatimirandasya jnananjana shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha Sri Chaitanya manobhistam sthapitam yena bhutale Svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapatankikam Vandeham sri gurum sri yuta padakamalam Sri gurum vaishnavamsa Sri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunathanvitam tam sajivam Sadvaitam, Savadutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakan Vitamsha, Namam Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prestaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine, Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvisesha Shunyavadi, Paschatyadeshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvise Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandha Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriya Vancha Kalpatarungasya Krupa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Yadvachitantyam Gunakarma Dhamabhi Sudhisthurair Vatsavayam Suyojita Sarve Vahomo Balim Ishwaraya Prota Nasiva Vid Vipade Chatuspada. My dear boy, all of us are bound by the Vedic injunctions to the divisions of the Varnashrama according to our qualities and work. These divisions are difficult to avoid because they are scientifically arranged. We must therefore carry out our duties of Varnashrama Dharma like bulls obligated to move according to the directions of a driver pulling on ropes knotted to their noses. Hare Krishna. So before speaking, I seek blessings from all the Vaishnavas, especially Isgiri Rajasham, Pooja Jagal Kishore Prabhu and all other senior devotees. So here Brahma is giving the instructions to the Privrat Maharaj that we can see that how that basically this verse how the living entities depend on the Lord for performing actions according to the Varna and Ashrama. So just as the Jivas are depend on the Lord for accepting bodies, they're depending for doing activities. So here Brahma was telling that, dear child, we are all bound firmly to actions according to the gunas and the designations, such as Brahmana, by the rope of injunctions of the Lord. So we perform actions as he orders. So here the example is given, we are like oxen who bound by their noses in carrying loads given by the humans and moving about without independence and receive the punishment. So according to the amount of the good or bad actions, their master gives them rice and milk and ghee and puts them the best tables, or gives them rough chick, peas and dal, or grass and corn. So here we can see that how the master takes care of these oxes. So similarly, the Supreme Lord is taking care of us according to our good and bad qualities. So here we can see that how the in the verse, if we see the first paragraph, that how Prabhupada was explaining that as stated in Bhagavad Gita, the four orders of the social system, namely Brahmana, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas and Sudras, are arranged according to the guna and karma, their qualities and work. And also here it discuss that how the it is confirmed in the Bhagavatam by Narada Muni while instructing the Maharaj Yudhishthir about the symptoms of the guna and karma. So Narada Muni said, these symptoms must govern the divisions of the society. In other words, if a person born in a family of Brahmana as the symptoms of a Sudra, he should be designated as a Sudra. Similarly, if a Sudra has Brahminical qualities, he should be designated as Brahmana. So this is very, very important, how the Narada Muni is explaining to Yudhishthir Maharaj. Here we can see that how the actual glory of the scientific division of the Dharma, Varnashrama Dharma, you can see in this, in India, in Bharata Bhumi, that the Lord Himself created the system. చతుర్వర్ణ్యం మయా సృష్టం గుణకర్మ విభాగశ తస్య కర్తారమపి మాం విద్ధి అకర్తం అవ్యయం. సో హియర్ వీ కెన్ సీ దట్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత ఇట్ ఈస్ మెన్షన్డ్ దట్ ఎవ్రీవన్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ఎవిటబుల్ హ్యాస్ టు బి అండర్ ద త్రీ మోడ్స్. సో దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ వెర్స్ త్రిభిర్ గుణమయేర్ భవైర్ ఏబి సర్వం ఇదం జగత్. సో దేర్ ఈజ్ నో ప్లేస్ ఫ్రమ్ బ్రహ్మ లోక టు ద పాతాల. ద త్రీ మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద నేచర్ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ద ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్. ఎవ్రీవన్ పెర్ఫార్మ్ ద యాక్టివిటీస్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ద మోడ్స్ దే ఆర్ ఇన్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్విటబుల్ వెదర్ దే ఆర్ దే లైక్ ఇట్ ఆర్ నాట్. శరీర యనాపి చతే నా ప్రసీద్యే అకర్మణ. సో ఈవెన్ ద మెయింటెనెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ కెనాట్ బి డన్ వితౌట్ ద యాక్టివిటీ. సో హియర్ ఇన్ ద థర్డ్ వెర్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ గివెన్ దట్ హౌ అర్జున ఆస్క్డ్ టు కృష్ణ అతకేన ప్రయుక్తోయం పాపం చరిత పురుషో అనిత్యం అపి వాష్ణేయ బలాద్ ఇవ నియోజిత. సో హియర్ అర్జున ఇస్ ఆస్కింగ్ బై వాట్ ఐ ఆమ్ ఫోర్స్డ్ టు యాక్ట్ ఇన్ సచ్ ఎ వే ఈవెన్ అగెన్స్ట్ మై ఓన్ నేచర్. సో హియర్ కృష్ణ రిప్లై టు అర్జున కామయేష క్రోధయేష రజోగుణ సముద్భవ మహాశనయో మహాపాప్న విద్ధి ఏనం ఇహ వైరినిం. హియర్ ఈస్ సేయింగ్ దట్ ఎవ్రీవన్ ఈస్ ఫోర్స్డ్ టు యాక్ట్. ద మోర్ వి యాక్ట్ ద మోర్ వి ఎంటాంగిల్డ్. దిస్ ఈస్ ద కాంట్రడిక్షన్. సో ఇఫ్ యు యాక్ట్ వి విల్ గెట్ ఎంటాంగిల్డ్ బట్ వి హ్యావ్ టు పెర్ఫార్మ్ ద యాక్టివిటీ. ద మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ పార్ట్ ఈస్ హౌ టు యాక్ట్ ఇన్ సచ్ ఎ వే దట్ యు డోంట్ ఎంటాంగిల్. దట్ ఈస్ ద సీక్రెట్. సో దట్ ఈస్ థాట్ ఇన్ ద స్క్రిప్చర్స్ బై ద ఇన్ భగవద్గీత బై కృష్ణ. హౌ టు బి ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్ బట్ నాట్ బికమ్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్. పద్మపత్రం ఇమాంబశే లైక్ ఎ లోటస్ లీఫ్ ఇన్ ద వాటర్ వెరీ మచ్ ఇన్ ద వాటర్ బట్ అన్టచ్డ్ బై ఇట్. దట్ ఈస్ ద ఆర్ట్ ఆఫ్ లివింగ్ త్రూ ద థాట్ బై ద స్క్రిప్చర్స్. బ్రహ్మాని అధ్యాని కర్మాణి సంగం త్యక్తి కరోతి యహ లిప్యతే నా సా పాపేన పద్మపత్రం ఇమాంబశే. సో హియర్ హియర్ వీఆర్ ఇన్విటబుల్లీ వీఆర్ ఫోర్స్డ్ టు సిన్ఫుల్ యాక్టివిటీస్. Our whole suffering is due to the breaking of the laws of the nature. Because of ignorance, laws is how to act. And that is explained scientifically in the Varnashram system. So gradually, it is a platform of civilized human being. Civilization means that regulation comes, that this is the advantage in the land of the Bharatavarsha, that you have the scientific division of the society. So here in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is given, శ్రేయాం స్వధర్మో విఘ్న పరధర్మాత్ స్వనిష్ఠిత స్వదన నియతాం కర్మ కుర్వాన్నప్నోతి కిల్బిషం. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ బెటర్ టు ఎంగేజ్ ఇన్ వన్స్ ఆక్యుపేషన్ ఈవెన్ దో వన్ మే పెర్ఫార్మ్ ఇట్ పెర్ఫెక్ట్లీ దాన్ టు యాక్సెప్ట్ అనదర్స్ ఆక్యుపేషన్ అండ్ పెర్ఫార్మ్ ఇట్ పెర్ఫెక్ట్లీ. డ్యూటీస్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు వన్స్ నేచర్ ఆర్ నెవర్ ఎఫ్లిక్టెడ్ బై ద సిన్ఫుల్ రియాక్షన్స్. So here Arjuna, Krishna is giving guidance to the Arjuna so that how one should act to satisfy the Supreme Lord. That so how Arjuna was a Kshatriya, he was hesitating to fight the other party. But if such fighting is performed for the sake of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there need be no fear of degradation. So like this we can see that how this Varnashrama system division is very, very important for the common public. So His Grace Rajshampura is very beautifully explained from a couple of classes about this Varnashram Dharma. So very, very practical points Prozi explained, how irreligious, religious, then finally one will come to the bhakti level. So Prozi was telling that how this Varnashrama is very difficult in this Kali Yuga, and how the Prabhupada is implemented this, how he engaged the devotees. So here, sometimes, but if you see the other places in, mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, other than this Kali Yuga and other Yugas, how this Varnashrama, they played very important roles. So that we will see here. So sometimes we can see that how the bhakti is independent of Varnashrama. Savai Pumso Paro Dharma. Of all situations, you know, we can see that how the bhakti is the independent. But why we need to follow this Varnashrama system? So here, even though bhakti is transcendental, But the practitioner of the bhakti is not transcendental. He needs the help of the Varnashrama. Varnashrama is required for the study practice of bhakti. So for the beginners, it is very, very important. So here, there are two things are mentioned, that how the Prabhupada speaks about this Daivi Varnashrama Dharma. Radha Vrindavan Chandraki, Jagannath Balde Subhadramayaki, Gaurnitayaki. So here, there are, Prabhupada explains Daivi Varnashrama Dharma. So here, one is, along with Varnashram Dharma, one practicing of the devotional service. Here we can see that how we express our love to Krishna by practicing the 9 process of the devotional service. That is Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. So this is first thing, that is Bhagavad Dharma. And second thing is Varnashram Dharma. We respect the Krishna by following the system established by him. So like this we can see that how in the scriptures, the given different examples, that how the first is that we respect the Krishna by following the system established by him. So here the first thing is, one neither loves Krishna nor shows the respect to the system by the Krishna. Neither they will follow the Dharma, Bhagavad Dharma, nor they follow the Varnashrama Dharma. We can see that the Hiranyakashipu. So Hiranyakashipu, we can see that how he mentioned that I will kill Vishnu and offer the blood to the Hiranyaksha. He hated Vishnu from the core and hated the system of Vishnu. So he instructed his subordinates, wherever the Brahmanas are performing the yajnas, you kill the Brahmanas. Wherever the good protection to the cows and the Brahmanas, and you set fire to the places. So he acted against the system of the Varnashrama. So here in 7.5.31 it is mentioned, Nate vidus sarva svardhakatim hi Vishnum durashyahe bahir ardhamanam anda athandra athandir upaneshne manas tepsi tantriyam urudhambi baddhaya. So here persons who are strongly entrapped by the consciousness of enjoying material life and who have therefore accepted as their leader of Guru, who are simply interested in this material world, are described in this verse as Andha. So we can see that how Hiranyakashipu and his followers. So here Prabhupada is very beautifully explained in this purport that how this in this material world that how this are described in this verse as Andha, blind. Such blind men may lead many other blind followers without true knowledge of material conditions. But they are not accepted by the devotees like Prahlad Maharaj. Such blind teachers, being interested in the external material world, are always bound by the strong ropes of the material nature. So like this we can see that how Prabhupada explains in this verse, that in the second paragraph of this verse, that how the materialistic people, they are so much atheistic and they are not following the scriptures. They are blind and their followers also blind. So this is the first variety. And those who respect the system given by Krishna, but they don't love Krishna. So here they are not following the Bhagavad Dharma and they are, you know, following the Varnashrama. Here Sukracharya given advice to the Bali Maharaj. Whatever advice he gave based on the dharmic principles only. Learned people not appreciated that charity once endangers his livelihood. It's according to the dharma. So here Bali Maharaj is means Sukracharya is giving instruction to Bali Maharaj that you know, so according to dharma, even though you promise Shastra says to lie, one can lie in certain circumstances, but he was against the person who is in the foundation of the dharma. So he told, you know, don't surrender to Vishnu, who came in the form of the Vamandev. So even though it is one way, it is following the principle of dharma, but on the other hand, when the Lord Vishnu comes personally, then we need to follow actually. So here we can see one more example. Jarasandha is respectful to the Brahmanas and give charity to the Brahmanas whatever they ask, but he was against Krishna and want to kill Krishna. So they want to respect the system created by Krishna, but not Krishna. So we can see this is sometimes we can see that how the materialist, they want to use the Krishna's resource, but they don't want to worship Krishna. So here, and third category is that how those who love Krishna and also respect the system given by Krishna. So here example, Narada Muni himself. So Narada Muni explained the detail of the Sharanagati of Prahlad Maharaj. So how the pure devotee, the principles and the pure devotional service, the platform of pure bhakti, and also explained about the Varnashram Dharma in the last 5 chapters of the 7th canto. So like this we can see that how he is the role model for all the preachers, and Prabhupada called the Narada Muni is the father of the devotional service. So here we can see that how the integral understanding of Bhagavad Dharma and Varnashrama. So here example, Pandavas loved Krishna and follows the system of Dharma. So they performed all the duties of Dharma and Ardha as it is should be done. So here we can see that Prithu Maharaj so did not allow himself outside institute of the Varnashrama, although he was the Paramahamsa Vaishnava. So he was topmost level of Vaishnava. He remained as a Kshatriya to rule the world and at the same time transcendental to such activities by satisfying the Supreme Lord. So this is, he is, Prithu Maharaj is like Parinishta Bhakta, you know. So some devotees like Nirapeksha Bhaktas. So Nirapeksha Bhaktas are like the Jadabharat. He is completely transcendental and not followed the system, but the Shastras accepted. And example, Gopis. They are so transcendental. So when the Krishna plays the flute, they are ready to go to the forest in the middle of the night. And they leave the families and they are not care for the bodily platform. So sometimes in some incidences, so these things also there. So here we can see that how the Varnashrama Dharma creates material stability and Bhagavad Dharma helps us to grow more internally to observe in Krishna consciousness. So here Krishna told Arjuna to fight in the battlefield, you know. So here Prabhupada explains the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu philosophy, that how Achintya Bheda Abheda philosophy. So how to apply this philosophy in practical world? So here, by following the principles of unity in diversity. So Prabhupada said, if you want to keep the Krishna conscious movement successful, you need to follow the principles of unity in diversity. So we have to unite everyone on the basis of the Bhagavad Dharma. Unite people and maintain the diversity. We have to follow the Bhagavad Dharma with Varnashram Dharma. So here we can see the modern system destroys the diversity among the crops, animals and male and female. But Prabhupada emphasizes so many activities like deity worship, congregational preaching, youth preaching, Ratayatra and so many festivals, pandal programs. So like this, he engaged the different devotees in the different services. So if the people have different natures and different psychologies, a good community leader can accommodate the diversity. So Varnashrama allow the diversity. So the main nature of the material world is duality and diversity. So artificially destroy the diversity makes a great problem. So if you remove the entire Varnashrama system, that it will be a problem. So Varnashrama is required for stability and for legacy in future goal, as Bhagavad Dharma and Varnashrama Dharma supports as the lifestyle. So here Varnashrama is art of living and Bhagavad Dharma is art of loving the Supreme Lord. So then the Varnashrama Dharma exclusion of the Bhagavad Dharma is burdensome. So in the 10th canto, the description of autumn season, so it is explained in 10.20.34. So in the rainy season, all the animals in the crowded condition within the caves, and in the autumn season came no more rains and animals started roaming freely, and water becomes clear sky, clouds and becomes light. So here during rainy season, water is muddy, dark clouds. So it is compared during rainy season, whatever the problems they are getting, it is like a varnashrama dharma. Duties in different ashrams, they are very burdensome duties. So the vanishing of the clouds is like the vanishing of the troublesome duties in different ashrams. So that is in brahmachari ashram. So here the rainy season, autumn season. Autumn season is compared to the transcendental knowledge, that is Bhagavad Dharma. So that's why once it comes after rains, when it disappears, then when autumn season comes, then when it is very easy for the animals to live, they go and they live. So that's why here we can see that how in the autumn season, compares to the Bhagavad Dharma, how the different ashrams, they are very happily situated. So the vanishing of the cloud is like vanishing the troublesome duties of the brahmachari life. And here second thing is, the removal of the muddy layer on the earth is like the removal of the inconvenience of the vanaprastha life. And the purification of the waters is like the sanctification of the sannyasa life by once preaching the glories of Krishna without sex desire. So like this, we can see that how in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is explained that the integration of the Varnashrama Dharma and the Bhagavad Dharma. So it leads very peaceful life of Krishna consciousness. So here we can see that how the Prabhupada is established of the movement. So based upon this, you know. So even though when Prabhupada went to the Western countries, there are so many problems, you know, that almost Varnashram Dharma is not there. So Prabhupada said this is a headless society, you know. So it is like animal society. So then Prabhupada, as a pure devotee, that the first principle for preaching is purity is force. So Prabhupada carried this weapon. And also, he carried the Bhagavad Dharma along with him. So, he followed the this Bhagavad Dharma of Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. So, and the Prabhupada, he want to follow the system of this Varnashrama along with Bhagavad Dharma. So, we can see that how the social body have the head department. So, this is very, very important. So the Prabhupada planned to start with the head department, you know. So the intelligent class. So then Prabhupada started Patan, Patan, Yajan, Yajan, who are engaged understanding scrutinizingly, studying the scriptures and understanding. So what should be the direction in which the society should move? Patan and Patan. So it Patan means scrutinizing the scriptures and Patan, it directs the whole society. So, Yajna means to perform the purificatory rites or the deity worship. The duty of the Brahmana. So, that's why Prabhupada says that, you know, all the ISKCON institutes is mainly meant to create the Brahmana. So, the intelligent clan society. So, we can see that how that Varnashramachara Vatha Purushena Patapphuman Vishnur Aradhya Panta Nanyatat Tokshana Karanam. So here the Supreme Person of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is worshipped by the proper execution of the prescribed duties in the system of Varna and Ashrama. There is no other way to satisfy the Supreme God. One must be situated in the institution of the Varna and Ashrama. So even though we have these things, but so the Lord is very much pleased by the simply, you know, pleasing the Lord actually, you know. So here we can see that how the Prabhupada established these temples mainly for this Patan, Patan, Yajan, Yajan. So here how it works, you know. That first thing, first when Prabhupada given this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and along with this, he inspired the devotees to follow the four regulative principles, the basic rules and regulations. So this is also very important. So even though there are so many problems in the Western world, but Prabhupada, he is strict to some of the things, principles. What are the things? Four regulative principles. No meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. So Prabhupada, even though he is very difficult initially to preach, but he is strict to some of the vows. So that's why he able to create the Brahmanas, intelligent class people. So that's why we can see that how the Prabhupada taught the pure principles of bhakti by following at least basic minimum four regulative principles. So that's why first Prabhupada giving this knowledge, education, then he inspired and he himself went so many places and preach. So that's why Patan. So teaching the scriptures at large, how to make the homes and make their hearts into the temple of the Lords. Joint temple, everything is sacred. So the moment when everything is connected to the Supreme Sacred Lord, Paramam Pavitram. So then automatically everything becomes sacred. So then afterwards, Yajan Yajan. So performing the teachings of the holy name and perform the Yajna. So that is the greatest sacrifice. So Sankirtana Yajna. So Prabhupada, focus on this Sankirtana Yajna. So the mode how to make everything the holy and the, like this, by doing the Sankirtana Yajna, one can make the place holy. So that's why Prabhupada carry the Vrindavan from India to Western countries by his teachings, by his practice. So like this, we can see. And Prabhupada is introduced different system, dana, the charity. Naturally, people will inspire to contribute and provide, and providing, and the same thing distributing, pratignya. So similarly, we get Prabhupada, if you see the ISKCON, we are getting so much charity from others. So, but we will not keep those things. So we distribute. As a Brahmana, he will not keep these things. Whenever he will get charity, he will keep whatever the basic needs, and remaining he will distribute. Similarly, Prabhupada follow the same thing in ISKCON. So whatever is there, sufficient for that, he keep. And remaining, he give for preaching. And food for life, means prasadam, distribution. And whenever money is there, he used to print the books and distribute the books. So which is given, his Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, is given instruction. So he followed this also. So like this, we can see that how dana pratignya. So here, that how Prabhupada is established the Sunday law feast, So here, so distributing prasadam is pratignya, and prasadam is for body, and bhajan and kirtan is for the mind, and philosophy is for intelligence, and true satisfaction for the soul. So like this, Prabhupada established very beautifully this ISKCON. So Sunday law feast, so for intelligence, means, so like this we can see that how Prabhupada arranged different programs based upon the scriptures. So that's why, but in future Prabhupada have a desire for to expand more, more and more by following this Varnashram Dharma. But for 12 years continuously, Prabhupada, focused on Bhagavad Dharma. But he have a desire to do this Varnashram Dharma, as it is very difficult. But even, so Prabhupada said that, so by this system, different systems of Varnashram and Bhagavad Dharma, if he able to strictly follow and spread this movement even for 10%, become Krishna conscious in the entire world, so the entire world will be saved, So because there should be at least ideal society to see and get inspired, and they should feel out of the society. So here in one of the purport, Prabhupada is mentioned that what is the duty of Rajarshi? The duty of the leaders was to see that everyone is given the proper Krishna consciousness through education and culture and devotion. Everyone should be educated. What is the ultimate goal of life? But everyone may know, but if it is not the favorable culture and environment, large population cannot take it up. We need suitable cultural naturally, and one become the Krishna consciousness. The whole activity should be designated in such a way, duty of the expert leader like Prabhupada. So we can see that how the Prabhupada established even in Western countries such a society, that the following the Bhagavad Dharma and Varnashram Dharma, the following four related principles, and following all the principles of the Varnashram Dharma, it is very difficult. But the acharyas like Prabhupada can do this. So here Prabhupada is given in one of the purport that about Ambarish Maharaj. He engaged 24 hours in devotional service. His eyes seeing the Lord, legs to walk to the holy places. If he engages in spiritual life, then how he was ruling the kingdom? He always trained and guided by the exalted Vaishnavas, Vaishnava ministers. And what was his activity? Everywhere constant yajna going on, and everyone is without any scarcity. And devatas used to come and attend the yajnas. And you could not find out who is the devata and the minister of the Ambarish. So it is so wonderful that even the minister don't miss the yajnas. And yajna is so potent, and everyone heart is pure like Ambarish Maharaj and understand the ultimate goal of life. So how Ambarish Maharaj is engaged everyone for this Krishna consciousness. Similarly, Prabhupada is also engaged. So initially, even though they are the culture is hippie culture, so Prabhupada make them happy by giving this knowledge of devotion. So this is the principle, Prabhupada used this principle of this Bhagavad Dharma especially to engage everyone very peaceful and blissful life. So similarly, the same thing is continuing in after so many years, and Prabhupada have a desire to continue for 10,000 years. So to the extent these principles applied, so then we can follow this Krishna consciousness and a peaceful and blissful life with keeping Krishna in the center. So that how the Prabhupada contribute first the essence and put the foundation and construct the building. So generally the acharyas, first they see the essence. First Prabhupada establishes the center, Krishna consciousness center, that means framework is done. And now the other things can be done in such a way, more number of people can naturally become Krishna consciousness. So Vedic culture was such a way, anyone contact can become Krishna consciousness. So otherwise, what is the use of culture? What is the use of this culture, education, if there is no devotion? So that happened before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. So all these Bhattacharyas, highly cultural, highly educated and fashioned to defeat each other, but there is no devotion. So then what is the use? So then afterwards Advaita Acharya, he was constantly meditating and worshipping to the Lord, Supreme Lord to appear. So, but we are most fortunate. We are getting everything in front. So that's why we need not waste the time. We can just apply whatever the Prabhupada is given in our life. So here we can see that how the culture and education without devotion is like beautiful package with no substance inside. So this contribution of the great acharyas, when they give, they always give the priority the substance than package. So here Varnashrama is like the glass contains the water. So water is the substance, and the favorable container is the glass which holds the essence, and it is easy to distribute the law of society. So that's why Prabhupada said, everything is given now, boil the milk. So if that container is handed over everything, take full advantage. So in the age of Varnashrama, even though it is difficult to re-establish the system, however, if essence is established, automatically everything is followed. So like this, we can see that how this Varnashrama Dharma and Bhagavad Dharma, Daivi Varnashrama is very, very important. So Prabhupada followed all these things. That's why it is very, very successful. So even though in one of the verse, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when there is a conversation happens between Ramanandra and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected the Varnashrama. But how we need to understand? So he is not rejected the Varnashrama directly. So he rejected Varnashrama as a process for attaining Krishna, as a goal of life. But he accepted Varnashrama as a lifestyle. So here some of the instances are given. That initially Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first he accepted the household life as a gross life, and afterwards he accepted the sannyasi order. So Then in the second instance, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he don't want to meet the king Prataprudra. So I am a sannyasi, how can I meet the materialistic man? And in the third instance, so when Devadasi is singing the song of the Jagannath and wanted to embrace, the person without knowing the male or female, he wanted to embrace. And Govinda stopped Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then afterwards, he said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you save me committing suicide. If I embrace the woman, I would commit suicide. So like this, he is very strict to the vows of this sannyasi order. And the fourth incidence, so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu strictly dealt with the Chota Haridas Thakur episode. So and the fifth incidence, so is based on the different natures of natures, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave instruction to different devotees. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to the Mukunda Sarkar, as a Grusa, you earn the material wealth and spiritual wealth. And he instructed Raghunandan. He said, you remain the brahmachari and worship the deities. And he instructed Narahar Sarkar. He said, you take sannyasi and preach the Krishna consciousness. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dealing with Kurma Brahmana. He told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am suffering in the miseries. So that... So when the conversation happened, that Kurma Brahmana, he was telling that, so this material world is so much miserable, I want to leave this ashram, I want to come back with you. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, even though you are suffering, but you need to continue. So he gave an instruction, he encouraged to continue the grihastha and told, you chant the Hare Krishna and whoever you meet, you speak about Krishna. So then you will be peaceful and blissful. Jare teko tare kaho Krishna Upadesh. So from these instances, we can see that how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts Varnashrama lifestyle and rejects the Varnashrama as a goal of life. So like this, how this Varnashrama is very, very important. Means this Daivi Varnashrama, Bhagavad Dharma and Varnashrama combination is very successful in this Kali Yuga. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Bhaktarundi ki, Hare Krishna.